Madison and Appleton have the toughest smoking rules. Those two cities would be affected most if a new statewide smoking policy is adopted. The Senate is expected to vote on it next month. Anti-smoking groups have criticized the bill. It allows smoking in taverns and bowling alleys. Restaurant smoking would be restricted to designated areas. Maureen Buzalaki of Smoke Free Wisconsin thinks this goes against a trend of banning all workplace smoking.
It's interesting because you have cities and states and even countries going completely smoke-free, and this is trying to put us back in 1950.
Some Madison bars on the city's edge complain they've lost customers who want to smoke indoors. Madison's mayor has offered city funds to promote smoke-free taverns. The city's Board of Health supports this. Its chairman, Dr. Alan Schwartzstein, says smoking bans don't have to be bad for business.
As a citizen, I'm sensitive to the changes that this causes for the employers and the employees. The evidence that we heard was that in other places where they've enacted similar smoking bans, the business community has not been affected over the long term, and those businesses that have trouble in the short term do bounce back.
The city of Madison could still consider a temporary hardship exemption for bars affected by the smoking ban, which will stay in place unless the state decides otherwise. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.